Bob Vollmer is about to retire. He's been a surveyor for the Department of Natural Resources in Indiana, locating boundary lines and collecting information for nearly 60 years. He got a late start after he got his engineering degree from Purdue and after he served in World War II. Bob Vollmer is 102 years old. He is the oldest state employee in Indiana history. He joins us from Indianapolis. Mr. Vollmer, what an honor it is to talk to you, sir.
Well, it's an honor to be able to talk to you. I mean, when you get up to my age, well, your time is almost numbered.
You're 102. Why are you retiring? Or are you just going to go on to another job?
No, I'm going to. I have a lot of things I'm going to do. Like, say, your body tells you, and I don't think I can justify what I used to do. I mean, tangled in vines, poison ivy, all kind of things that you really have to be careful with, you know. Yeah. I've got a lot of things planned.
Like what?
Well, I have some great grandkids coming along. Matter of fact, if I can live a little bit longer, I might be a great-great-grandfather. I don't know, but I've got some projects I want to build for these kids, and then I want to go back to the South Pacific again to visit some of the cemeteries, and might build me a new swimming pool or something like that.
Build yourself a new swimming pool.
That's
a lot of hard work.
You got it, but all the new equipment now, well, a guy can do that pretty easy.
I'm told you're not the oldest person in your family.
Well, my mother went to 108.
My mother, who was 20 years younger than you when she died, once told me the hardest thing about growing older was to lose so many of your friends.
Well, that's kind of hits the spot here pretty good, too. I think about that a lot. All the fellas, all the people I went to school with, there's none of them left. I wonder why I should be the only one left. And I'm still around. Yeah, I can appreciate what she said, because there's times I think the same thing.
Did you lose friends in the war?
Yes, absolutely. I first I'm thinking about my brother. He was killed on the Tarawa jail there in the South Pacific. The Tarawa invasion was a bad one. We lost a lot of men there. But I lucked out. Matter of fact, I've lucked out all my life. I've had people that's done a lot of big favors for me. Some people I don't have no idea who they were. I wouldn't know how I could repay them, but I do think about them a lot. There's no question about that, but I think about them an awful lot.
You know, if I might, I think you repay everybody by just being the kind of person that you are. I know I'm glad I've lived long enough to meet you.
Yeah, well, I try to be right with people. I have 4 great-grandchildren. Makes me feel pretty old, but we're kind of keeping the family intact. It's just a good, solid family. And no matter how many grandchildren we have, they're all together. I can look at that as... say, well, that's one of the proud things of my life.
Bob Vollmer, a surveyor with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources. Thank you.
Well, thank you.